pussy. Hard pussy.
Hey, this is Mark Wahlberg, and we're out here in Cabo San Lucas, and I'm doing 20 bench presses for retarded kids. We're raising money for retarded kids here in Cabo San Lucas. I don't have a shirt on, and I'm ready to bench press. That's like half his Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
He's doing charity without shirts on?
Yeah, shirtless charity.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's we're raising cool. money for the Retarded Kids of Boston Association. So one of my favorite
all
charities.
All the kids in Boston.
My favorite charity, the Mentally Retarded Boston Child Association.
That's a good charity.
Mark, let's look at it. Let's go to his Instagram now.
Let's go look at him without that shirt on.
So, Stav's a little upset today.
Am I a little upset?
You want to explain why?
Why?
We recorded an episode yesterday.
Yeah, I can tell.
Why don't you just let him speak, Adam?
Well, I'm annoyed whenever we fucking have to do that. I think it's going to be a fine episode. We're going to release it as another bonus anyway. So you guys, you know
what?
Are
we or aren't we?
We are, man. I am upset about. Whenever we record these things and we don't release them, it's fucking stupid. Because there's plenty of good shit in there that's like, especially if we're already doing an episode.
Or do we?
Are we not? Is this not an episode either?
No. It's not even plugged in. This is the only time Nick gets to hang out with people.
That's fine.
No, I thought that was the discussion yesterday, that we're going to release it as a bonus episode.
We should release it as a bonus.
And anyway, I'm going to be out of town this weekend, so.
Yeah, we're going to do.
So stay tuned, guys. If you're Patreon subscribers, guess who's getting an extra shitty episode this week?
It'll be fine. It was fine. You know, whatever. It's not the best episode, but I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah. Happy Easter, y'all. Make sure Aqua Hydrate, shirtless again here, to promote some type of water.
It's Diddy's water, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Mark have his own water?
I think they sponsor Diddy and Brandon Wardell.
Do they?
I think Brandon gets cases of
them. No, he doesn't get sponsored by them. I think he maybe got a free
maybe
case.
Maybe did once, yeah, as an influencer. We got to be lifestyle influencers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to have a partnership with a brand. If you have a brand out there and you want me to fucking be the spokesman, holler at me, dude.
Yeah.
You know? If what's that?
For what, like cheese-flavored cigars?
No, like, what was Lady... What was that? What was that
plus-size...
That'd
be a good company to pair with Stav.
What was that women's store, Ladybug?
Sweatpants with pockets and crotch.
Fashion Bug.
Fashion Bug. If Fashion Bug wants to fucking release a men's line, I'm your guy.
What's the slutty one that,
but
like,
a type
Cardi
of bleach
B does?
To get...
Rainbow Plus.
To get peanut oil off your hands. It's a special type of soap.
I don't use peanut oil. I use avocado oil, olive oil.
On your body?
Yeah. Sometimes coconut oil.
You have the residue from a late night trip to Checkers on your hands. You want to forget that it happened.
I'm not a Checkers boy, man.
Check out Stavros Halkias Baby Wipes, brought to you by, I don't know, GlaxoSmithKline, whatever type of chemical company has to come up with.
Yeah.
DuPont. I want to work with DuPont, man.
The Dow Chemical Company presents the only wet naps that'll work on a man who's got 9 layers of bean dip. It's coated on his hand.
It's just the 9-layer dip, but it's on my hand. It's sour cream, cheese, salsa. It's just
that'd be a good company to sponsor you.
The Dow Chemical Company.
Like a company that makes diabetes medicine, but the medicine is just inside of the Tootsie Pop.
That sounds good. Yeah, that's in the middle.
It's a gobstopper. You suck to get to the middle of the diabetes medicine.
And they know no fat person has the fucking patience to get to the middle, so that the medicine's not going to work. They're going to need more of it.
Yeah.
It's smart, dude. They're going to keep selling more and more.
Yeah.
I'm open to all these ideas, except cheese-flavored cigars. I don't want to do that.
I would
be open to a cigar made out of cheese.
Uh-huh.
You mean a mozzarella stick?
Yes. Yes, exactly. If you want your mozzarella sticks, I'll do that, too.
I hate when you go to a restaurant and they call that shit fried cheese.
Where do they
mozzarella sticks? Plenty of places.
That makes you feel bad.
I know it does.
Name one place.
Numerous restaurants I've been to refer to it as fried cheese sticks rather than mozzarella sticks.
That's bullshit, man.
Yeah, that's rude.
It is.
Maybe they don't use mozzarella.
Speaking of fried cheese sticks, Lindy West's movie is picked up by Lorne Michaels is going to produce it.
Is it a movie? I thought it was a show.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to these sorts of things.
Yes, you do. When I sent it to you, you said you already seen it.
Yeah, because somebody else sent it to me. I got sent the same screenshot 9 times. People update me. Anytime Lindy does anything, people let me know.
Yeah.
Wow, dude, you guys are bound together for eternity.
Yeah, by gravity. She has a pull. It's one of the four, you know, subatomic forces of the universe. I don't have any control over it.
Yeah, what was I going to say before?
How about a woman that's so fat that it sucks the cum out of your body? Like the moon with the tides?
That.
Yeah.
Oh, is that... Okay, yeah. So you mean she's an she'd have to be an astronaut in orbit,
yeah.
And she's the tide is coming out of your dick,
right? The gravitational pull of that girthy woman.
Isn't that how periods work? Right, the moon or something.
The moon. This is
they do have something to do
with
the moon.
Look how gross that is.
What
is that used on the dog?
No, it's Dasha's hairbrush.
Why is there all that hair still
Don't
in
insult
the
my queen. Don't insult my queen in front of me.
That's, you shaved your
Dasha
hands yesterday.
I know. I shaved my hand. I'm not making fun of you. I'm saying
you've
that's
been
a gross
hairbrush. Shaving your hands again today.
I know. I like shaving my hands.
Stop shaving your knuckles at the table.
I look.
It's disgusting.
It keeps me smooth and fast. I say you want the good riffs, saying things like cheese cigars.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got to be smooth. All right. Look, I can already tell I'm going to have to carry this show this time because it's a makeup episode, and I'm going to get zilch from you two bozos.
No, I'm feeling a lot better. I was tired yesterday.
Oh, were you tired?
Yes, I was.
You were too busy thinking about bits.
No, I wasn't thinking about
show?
Bits.
Your monthly stand-up show that you do?
My monthly...
The stand-up show you do every 7 weeks?
That's not true. I do stand-up every frequently.
Yeah. It's so funny. Until like 2 months ago, I did stand-up maybe three times in 2017.
No. Yeah, I know.
I went up probably like 10 times in 2017.
Yeah. That's crazy. Really?
Yeah. I quit comedy basically.
Damn.
I mean, when I was writing on Moshe's show, I didn't go up a single. I went 3.5 months without doing a single spot.
Damn, that's wild.
I know. It feels good to be back, but also you'll never feel like you belong again. Once you take a break,
what the fuck are you
you're never a
about?
Comedian anymore.
No,
I can tell.
Just,
I see the way people look at me.
You just
when I'm at
such,
the club and I'm hanging out.
You have such weird issues, man. Like, the things that you are self-conscious about are hilarious.
Nah, nobody treats you the same.
No, yeah. That is true.
They
fuck I read that in the trades.
Yeah.
Real quick, guys.
I'm some guy that burned out, you know. It's like my friend, he used to go to jail for long periods of time, and he would come out. And then he would get excited about pop culture shit that happened years prior.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like, dude, have you heard about Xbox Live? Like, yeah, man. Have you seen the movie Dan in Real Life?
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, it's not a good movie.
What happens to Dan?
My friend went to jail. He got out of jail, and then he got a place to live, and he had a Dan in Real Life poster in his
house.
Wasn't
yeah.
that Steve Carell?
Yeah.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what happens there?
I think it's a drama. I've never seen it.
Oh.
Is he
yeah,
like putting his
I
life
know.
Back
it's
together
about a guy
or
named Dan who's online all the time. And then
oh, nice. He gets IRL.
And in real life, they find out that he's not a you know racist podcaster.
Oh, okay.
Fine. He's just a guy named, just a family man named Dan.
Interesting.
You know,
just a simple one syllable having name.
Just wants
guy.
To do, just wants to do woodworking. It's Dan IRL.
Yeah, that does seem like a fantasy because that would never happen in real life.
Yeah.
In reality, that guy is exactly as racist as he is on the podcast. What happened? So wait, some guy who was an incel guy, like, killed people?
Yeah,
what
Toronto.
Happened? There? Oh, that was Toronto?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy with the van?
He was also retarded.
He was incel Whoa. And retarded?
Yeah, and Armenian.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He must have been a patriot.
This is Mark Wahlberg. I'm out here for all the retarded kids, except that one that drove that van through that parade. For the guy that pulled a little Boston Marathon action up in Toronto.
Boston even does our murders better. Actually, not that many people
the
died.
The Tsarnaev boys?
How many people died in that
yeah,
Boston
they just
thing?
Used, like,
Boston bombing?
It
was like 700 people.
No, they used rice cookers, right? And some people got their ankles blown off.
Instant pots.
Yeah.
But didn't like a lady die?
I think a couple people died, yeah.
How many people died in Toronto?
Seven.
Oh, so maybe Toronto, maybe he did better than
dude,
that.
Dude, I don't
it
know. When that guy set it off with that truck in Nice and he killed like 100 people.
Yeah, that
like,
guy's the go.
Oh, this is the way to go.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go truck.
You got to go truck.
He's Jordan.
Yeah.
He, you know.
You want to talk.
It was a big truck, right?
That's the real grave digger.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. No fear. Calvin pissing on the American flag on the back.
Yeah.
Calvin pissing on infidels.
That's ISIS's new flag. It's Calvin pissing on women going to college.
Well, they all love
that. I'm telling you, dude, we're getting closer and closer to a redneck Muslim world, and that's not something people want. You know, fucking white people discover Islam. That's the end of the world for everybody else. If you have like Muhammad justifying their hate crimes, ooh boy.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
I mean, it could.
You think white trash?
That why would everything about Islam appeals to them? Every single thing,
like
swords, now trucks also.
That's true.
Yeah,
you know,
trucks.
Guns, violence. It's oppressive. It's oppressive towards everyone except them. You get to rape all you want.
Yeah, men are the best.
Yeah.
Is that Islam?
Marriages?
Is that what's in the Quran? Is that all that
first,
stuff?
It's religion.
Yeah.
It's religion. Yeah. You have a giant fucking Duck Dynasty beard.
That's true. The beards, they do have that.
It's 100% compatible with that lifestyle. The only thing is they don't have the music. Kind of sucks. You know, it's not cool shit like, well, you know, we're going down to the dance, and I hope that girl from the Dairy Queen is there.
Maybe they could mix it up a little bit.
Going mudding, you know, that's a lot like pushing a gay guy off the roof of a building. Off-roading.
Yeah, the...
Aren't a bunch of, like, terrorists actually gay or some shit? Like
they're all gay, dude. They found out Bin Laden and all that.
Don't they like fuck boys
porn
or something?
Yeah,
In Afghanistan, like the warlords were fucking boys.
I like how it's like they said, "Oh, you know, there's porn," as if like. Yeah, so does everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I thought Bin Laden was a pretty cool guy until I found out that he looked at porn. What a monster!
You think he's actually? They actually got him, dude. I think SEAL Team's lying.
The Badabod.
Yeah.
Shit, they just put his ass in the water. Yeah, right.
About a boy, Pakistan.
About a boy.
Hugh Grant. It's a Hugh Grant themed town in Pakistan. you know where I could buy a prosty?
A prosty.
Well, what happened? They threw him into the ocean, right?
Yeah, we got no proof.
So there's no proof.
I want to see his head.
There's a couple of pics, right? But
he died
doctored.
Like, I like that Osama bin Laden and Jack from Titanic died the same way.
Yeah, it's romantic.
The SEAL Team 6 kissed him on the lips as they sunk under the water.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, there should be a big Osama bin Laden grave and memorial. Yeah, dude, you know?
We should put a beard on the top of the Washington Monument.
Yep.
Well, that way it'll be bait for terrorists.
That's true.
They'll come to be like, oh,
to
I got to see
respect.
What's up. Pay my respects to Osama. Uh-huh. And we have Chris Kyle.
And we fly
son
a plane into
or something.
It.
Yeah.
And that's what we should have done. We should have let them turn Ground Zero into a mosque. Rebuild the towers as mosques. Mm-hmm. Create the biggest mosque in
and
the Western world.
Then.
Fill it with Muslims. Mm-hmm. Blammo! Plane!
Right Air Force One.
Yeah, flying Air Force One directly into it.
If Trump, that's the way Trump went out, I would be like, salute.
Yeah.
I would be like, all right.
A big red, white, and blue chemtrail going straight into the tower.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I love that.
You guys excited for Hillary 2020?
Yep. She's coming back, baby.
It's going to happen.
And I'm ready.
Joanne Reed, what is it? That lady's
homophobic
or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had the old blog post where she's like, honestly, it is disgusting to look at gay guys kiss each other. It does make you want to throw up. And then she said, apparently she said that Russia hacked her old blog, which isn't even online anymore.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be awesome when Hillary runs again and everyone's like, doesn't blame her for losing. And then she loses to Trump again.
Yeah.
Plus, Bernie's
it'd be great if
old.
Trump doesn't
Bernie's
even run.
Old,
and it's
yeah.
just a,
Bernie's 79,
It's
right?
a guy that collects knives. It's like, I'm running for president as part of the knife party. It's all different collections of butterfly knives and blades and things I enjoy of that nature.
Flips.
They're like, what are you going to do about the economy? He's like, I don't know nothing about that. I just collect knives. That's my platform. And they're like, well, how about Syria? What are we going to do with Syria? Again, I don't know how more direct I could be. I collect knives, and I'm a knife enthusiast, and if you have questions about knives, I will answer them. And everyone's, like, clapping. And Hillary's like, we're going to kill all the children in Syria. They're like, boo, you could have just deflected like
you
the other guy.
You're going to say nothing.
You're
going to say nothing.
You're losing to a knife enthusiast.
Oh, man. Yeah, this week was really annoying because Emmanuel Macron was visiting the White House, and he's married to his old teacher from school. She's like 30 years older than him.
Really?
She was his French teacher.
I guess what the hot fun teacher?
It's like the most French thing ever.
Are you serious? That's his wife?
He fucked his teacher as a child and then grew up and made her a wife.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, everybody knows that story already. Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't
know
that.
But everyone's like showing pictures of Melania and Trump.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
a secret.
Macron and the old lady. And they're like, I wish our president was as in love as the French president with this old lady. They're like, yeah, isn't it pathetic that we... Remember when we had Obama and he used to, like...
I love when my cousin cuddles his wife.
Yeah, yeah. He used to top and bottom from the top and...
Yeah.
Fadunk her.
It sucks that we...
Get Blumpkins from her.
It is funny because the only cool thing about Trump is that he fucks.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only cool thing about him.
Yeah,
theory.
Why did the left keeps trying to promote that he has sex with people?
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, he sucks, but it is cool that he fucks. I mean, he fucks in that weird rich guy way. He's not good at fucking, probably.
I think Stormy Daniels and the Playboy girl said he was good at fucking and that his dick was good.
Really?
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, respect, Donald.
She says she got piped down.
This is the day Donald Trump became president. Today is the day that I found out his dick was pretty good. Donald Trump became
like, do you really want to trust the economy with a man that just collects knives and the knife guy just pulls his cock out and starts waving it around?
It's just huge.
Like, that's a pretty nice cock.
Nice cock.
Whoa.
That's a pretty nice hog you got there, sir.
Yo, it is going
to
suck?
I didn't want to have to do this. I just wanted to discuss knives. That's the only thing I came here
it's
to do.
It's a last resort.
When you push a man to his limits, sometimes he's got to pull his cock out. That's how I resolve disputes, both on the national stage and while waiting in line at Arby's.
Isn't Joe Biden going to probably run for president,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he's old as fuck, too.
Yeah.
And he's a fucking sexual predator, also.
Dude, hell yeah. Oh, because his son has brain cancer?
Yeah, because...
Well, you get one if your son gets cancer.
Yeah.
If your son gets brain cancer...
I think his wife and kid also died in a terrible car
accident.
Damn,
that's 1 point. Yeah. That's 1.75.
Yeah. He's lost a lot of kids, that guy. Strange. I'm not going to say
Or maybe. Maybe God is punishing him.
Yeah.
You know,
for not
think of
raping
that?
Enough.
Exactly.
The Muslim God is
the old redneck Muslim God.
Oh, yeah. Inshallah.
Yeah.
Who should we get to run for president, guys? Not The Rock, not Oprah. We need a candidate for
Larry
the people.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
That's it. Larry the Cable Guy literally could win.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I mean, if Trump won, dude.
As Larry the Cable Guy, he would win. Not as Dan Whitman.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
right.
No,
yeah.
Of course.
And then there would
be
some
the
huge,
first character
there'd be a
president.
Huge expose. He's not actually.
Yeah, Hillary's like, drop it. The week before the election.
Yeah, people like knew that already.
He's actually from Florida. I think it would actually work. People like, what? He's not a cable guy.
Yeah, Hillary loses to Alexa.
Hillary loses to one of Jeff Dunham's puppets.
Yeah.
To Peanut.
It's been a puppet with a man's hand in his ass this whole time.
Shut up, bitch.
Boo. Pull your cock out, sweetie.
And that man is Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be a trans Republican candidate before there's a...
of course, dude. Democrat Caitlyn. One?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Ooh, Caitlyn.
The best was during the election when she was
like... shoot guns today.
Where?
It's a nice
There's
stage.
A place in Manhattan.
Yeah, no, you have to go out of the city.
There's an indoor shooting range.
We should go do that this week. If we have another rainy day, we should
I'm
go shoot guns.
I'm leaving tomorrow to go see my family.
Fuck.
But when I'm back, yeah. Or
told him,
we're
going to... we have to go shoot firearms.
Oh, I don't know if this one's coming out tomorrow or if the other one's coming out tomorrow, but we are going to Baltimore next week.
Oh, yeah. He just messaged me.
Okay, great. So announcing officially right now?
We can announce, yeah. We will be at the Auto Bar in Baltimore on Sunday the 6th. The little impromptu show.
Secret show.
Basically a secret show. But please come out to that. We're going to do a live podcast. Just the boys getting our nuts sucked in Baltimore. So please come out to that, guys. The 6th. That's basically Sunday. In a week and a half at this point. So
it's very soon.
It's very soon. It's probably a bad idea that we're doing this, but hey, who gives a fuck?
But we're gonna
have fun in Baltimore.
We want to have a fun weekend, and we booked a show around.
Yeah, we're gonna sell like 5 tickets.
Yeah, it's gonna
think?
Be. Should we? How much should we? How much should tickets be?
We'll talk about that.
All right. Yeah, that's not.
But $100.
Yeah, actually, so that's not a bad idea.
We sell
600. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, I actually think now that I'm thinking about it, it's probably a bad idea to do a Baltimore show so soon after the DC show.
It's not so soon. It's 4 months.
Yeah, but in procrastination time, it's been like 2 weeks.
For us, yeah, it feels like that.
What,
yeah.
Like it fucking matters, like we would prepare for it anyway.
You know what matters? Black lives.
Yep. That's true.
Yep.
That's the only thing that
matters. That's a little taste of the stuff we're going to be talking about in Baltimore. We're going to get a little more serious at that Baltimore show. Yeah. We're going to have special guests. Sheila Dixon will be there.
And Mr. Tom Myers.
How about the new Subway mascot?
Oh, fuck. Should we offer Tom like $6,000?
He won't do it. He's mad at Nick.
He's mad at me. And then people are like being mean to Tom. And it's like, I've never been mean to Tom. The only thing I've ever
You've
done
been mean to Tom.
Is publicly
exclusively been mean to Tom. On the podcast, in person, at that show that you opened for him and mocked him 6 years ago.
Pitchforks. What was
I'm not mean to him. It's just like I'm realistic about what Tom is, but I wish him the best. And it's like
we love him too.
Tom's hilarious.
I literally do. Yeah.
He doesn't understand why he's funny. It's the same thing with Seth. It's like, you know, it's a guy that's like very funny, but not for the reasons they want to be.
He is not on purpose funny. Yeah. He is very funny. Bong hit transplant is a great joke.
Which is like, as a comedian, like, you're always going to be partially that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
There's nothing fucking worse than the comedian that takes himself seriously.
Yeah.
Which Tom does.
Which is
great. Which is also sort of what's great.
You know, how awesome would it be if Tom like just leaned into it and let it and like open for us at every live show? Like
people are gonna harass him.
I've never said anything bad about Tom, and he acts like I'm to calling him like a shittiest comic in the world or so. I mean, I did, but yeah, you know, it's like
so did Nikki.
Yeah,
I mean, okay, how about
this? That's Baltimore.
We're just gonna
royalty,
give
though.
Tom all of door.
Yeah, Tom gets the whole door. Tom, if you're listening.
I love that picture he posted. It's like, the return of Ron Bender.
Oh, no.
And he's just in a wheelchair now.
he posted on his
that poor man.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, don't take a pic, man.
the triumphant return. Oh, God.
He's healing from the gout surgery quite nicely.
Oh, God.
He posted a pic of that tweet Lewis did of like, everyone's asking me to book this guy Tom Myers, he must be pretty cool. And Tom posted on Instagram, was like, how's your day going, everybody?
I hope he does it.
Yeah, everyone's requesting this guy and I still probably won't book him. How's your day? What are you guys up to?
You know, he adjusted the belt just like he did before. I'm gonna sign up to be an intern.
I love that tweet where he's like, like, oh, yeah, nice to see a video of former open mic extraordinaire. Yeah. So I was like, what do you mean by that? That I'm a professional comedian?
Yeah,
now?
Former open micer.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah. Formerly very promising open micer that became a good comic.
Gets paid to do stand-up comedy now.
Yeah. Anyways, he goes, musing on bits I haven't done for 10 years. It's not my fault the guy can't get over a bad performance from the Bush era. While Bush was still in office. It's like, how did you manage to work in George W. Bush into this defense of yourself?
That's so good. Sorry, I'm texting the Autobahn guy now.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, so the 6th of
May. Stop's like, let me see your cock.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, dude. We'll do whatever. I don't care the money. Fuck the money. Show me your fucking cock.
Let's just see it.
Please. Just please.
Just if not through text and when I'm there.
Promise me I get to see your cock when I'm there. I'll tell you're a fucking good guy. I know that everyone says that about you. I'll take your word.
Autobar is like kind of like punk
kind of metal.
You
kind
won't
of
feel
vibe.
Comfortable there.
I've been there.
Us, the bad boys of fucking comedy.
You've never been in a cool
I
place.
I did that show. What was the show they used to do there?
Adam gets Chuckle his drinks at Jim Baree. That's where he goes. That's his favorite bar.
Yeah, they have a ball pit there.
Yeah.
I would, no joke, a
Adam
bar
goes
with a ball
to
pit
the children's
would be
place
tight.
That would be kind of drinks.
Yeah, drink cocktails in a ball pit.
Dude, when I was working in the mall one time, there was a children's place. It was a two-level mall, and like it was a walkway, so you could like see down to the lower level of the mall from the walkway. And my boss at the kiosk like points over, and he's like, "What the fuck is this dude doing?" And there's just this like this day laborer looking guy, and he's got a VHS camcorder just pointed at the children's place.
No, no, dude.
Yeah, from over
oh
the,
my God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was having like chest pains laughing. He's just smiling. Yeah, like,
I mean, listen. Look, okay, look. That is obviously horrible behavior, but as opposed to, I guess, abducting one of those children and having sex
with
them?
It's just casing the joint. That's okay.
Just did a little scouting.
Yeah.
He's like, where are all the emergency exits? How is it?
Hey, how much were the little one? I want the little one with the Winnie the Pooh shirt. He's like, hey, we have the same clothes.
Yeah.
We wear the same.
Yeah, he's confused about it. He thinks children's place where you buy children to fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like one of the children in your place, please.
Oh, yeah, that is the name of that place.
Damn. I would love a ball pit, though. It must be, you think anyone's, I mean, I'm sure someone has fucked in a ball pit, but.
Yeah, for
that'd
sure.
Be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a recurring nightmare that I was like at the bottom of one and I was trying to swim up to the top.
Swim?
You know, like get up above the balls, and then I was constantly just not able to.
Interesting.
When I was a little kid, I'd wake up screaming.
Really? You were scared
I'd
of that?
Sleep with my mom. Yeah.
I used to suck on her fucking tits and shit.
I used to sleep with my mom.
Yeah, nice, dude.
I used to pee on my dad and say, get the fuck out of bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some Oedipus shit.
Yeah. She's my baby.
You know what? What happened to Oedipus was some fucked up shit, man.
It was super fucked up.
Yeah,
he gouged his eyes out at the end, right?
That's fucked, dude.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
He didn't know what he was doing.
He's gonna fuck his mom? That sucks, dude. Right, Nick? What do you think about Oedipus?
I don't know. I had a little bit of indigestion there for a second.
You okay?
Yeah, because I confuse it for heart pain all the time.
Oh,
what do
so you think
what
you're
do
dying?
Do you take something for it? Do you take Tums or...
Nah.
Zantac,
what about fish oil? Is that good for you?
I try to eat a lot of fish. Yeah, omega-3s are good.
I just bought some fish oil.
I have some too.
Really?
Yeah.
The thing I don't like about fish oil is you always burp it up.
Well, I don't know. Is it like vitamins? Whenever I take vitamins in the morning...
Fish oil isn't like vitamins because it's not... You are supplementing, but it's like it's just fat, so your body will absorb it. I mean, it's food.
Like neon.
It has like caloric content. That's from taking like B vitamins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you piss those out right away.
So they don't do anything.
Any water-soluble vitamin, yeah, you're going to absorb some of it, but any water-soluble vitamin, if you get an excess of it, your body will just piss it out right away. Fat-soluble ones are, like, there's a toxicity level that you have to keep in mind. Hmm. I think those are, like, what, A, K, E, and...
I don't know, man. I'm trying to be
you're
healthy.
A scientist.
I'm trying to be healthy now.
I mean, I'm probably wrong about that even. I don't really know much about fucking vitamins and shit.
I think it's a crock. I think it's
I think vitamins are all bullshit.
I think it is.
For the most part, but yeah, I mean, yeah. It doesn't hurt to supplement.
Sure.
You know, you're going to absorb some of it.
Yeah.
My body hurts from my extreme day of cycling yesterday.
Yeah, you cycled 3 boroughs.
Like 20 miles, baby.
That's pretty good.
And my butt cheeks hurt. And I hit the gym. I was benching. I was doing curls. Like I said, I'm going to have big arms this summer.
Uh-huh.
You're going to see me out in the fucking beach on Brighton Beach. Get my
fucking. You want to do a 6-week arm block?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do
What's
it.
That?
Well, I'll write up a program. That? You're not invited.
I'm not. I don't want to be there.
Me and Stav are just gonna get big arms.
I would love that. I would love to get big arms.
People
man.
Love how.
You know, I've been getting a real nice pump. Is you do whatever your curl bullshit you're doing, and then you take a resistance band, and you really just fucking rep it out with the resistance band at the end. You get a real nice pump going.
Resistance band like the little rubber band.
Those rubber bands.
And you
just
step on it.
And then you use like a hammer curl grip and you just pull them up. And then it's more tension at the top where it's like,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll fuck with that.
Yeah.
I bought home gym equipment. I bought a little bench that goes under my bed. Mm-hmm. I can pull it right up.
Those are nice. Yeah.
And then I bought those fucking Bowflex dumbbells.
So you can adjust the weight.
I might get some resistance bands too.
How much are those? Yeah. Those are expensive. They're like $100
For
right?
fitness? No, like $300.
$300?
Yeah.
Fuck.
To look fucking good
for
as hell?
Two?
Yeah, for two. What the fuck? Yeah. To look good as hell? Doesn't matter, dude.
$300.
Mm-hmm. I'm toothless. I'm going to have a little mustache.
How heavy
I'm gonna
do
have
they
big
get?
Arms. 7,700 pounds.
In one dumbbell.
That 140 pound weight vest I bought was $300.
$300.
Yeah, weights cost a lot of money.
They're expensive.
Yeah, they are.
And then the post office refused to deliver
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Right. It hasn't arrived, by the way. The bench came, and I ordered them the same time. The weights aren't here, so.
And you got it on, like, Prime or something?
Yeah, I got
that poor fucking USPS guy.
Fuck him. That's his job, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
him.
Fuck him.
Fuck that man.
Fuck him.
Fuck, I hope he dies bringing the package onto the truck.
Yeah. I need those things that I'm going to curl four times max, probably. Yeah.
How fucking expensive a ladder is, and it takes, like, no effort to...
That's true. That's a good point. Most of the shit is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you got to fucking do some Bowflex shit.
Yeah.
That ain't my fault.
Yeah.
I've got to look fucking shredded this summer.
Right.
I'm trying to get my nuts sucked out on Brighton, like I said.
Why Brighton Beach?
I don't know. That's
the first one. Why the worst beach in the East Coast?
I don't know. I'm actually never going to go
there. It's not the worst beach. It's kind of
what's the one? The Rockaways. That's the one I go to.
Yeah. We should go to the beach where cool girls go during the week.
And see their titties?
And... Yeah, have their titties out. Not that I'm going to look at them.
I love seeing big titty babes out on the beach having a big summertime titty.
100%, I literally do love that.
I don't love
it. I think it's cool.
I'm just kidding. I don't enjoy it.
I think it's cool.
I think women should be chaste.
Dude, you're going to go Islam.
Isn't it chaste?
Chaste.
No. It's chaste?
I think so, yeah.
It's not chaste like chastity?
Chastity?
No, it's chaste.
I think it's chaste.
I knew that from Mormon kids growing up.
But you don't
up.
Say chastity.
Yeah, it's two different words from a similar
You don't fuck me up like that? Lambast and lambaste.
Yeah,
lambasted and lambaste.
Yes.
Oh, lambaste, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you lambaste my cock and butter and suck it?
Why don't you shut up? How about that, motherfucker?
What?
Yeah. That's right. I don't fuck with the insult, kid.
Are you fucking serious, man?
Yeah.
I don't want to shut up.
You come into my house, you better pull your pants down and get ready to have your dick pointed
at. My dick is out.
I'm going to point at your dick until it comes from being small.
I wish I could come in that kind of fashion.
Yeah, just a woman pointing at your dick and you
know. Ah!
Yeah.
That's cool.
The David Blaine of nutting.
What's the fastest way you've come or have come? Sex?
Me?
Just by accident.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just like sometimes you just...
Slips on a banana peel.
Yeah. No. Sometimes you like just...
With no friction or...
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, no. I mean, I have to have my like dick in a pussy.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get carried away like early on.
Oh, yeah.
And you're
like,
whoops.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I love busting early.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's like getting out of school at like noon.
It's a half day, baby. All right, you finish yourself off. Yeah. I'm going to go have an ice cream cone.
Yeah. Yeah, why is that?
Smoke weed at McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll bust. It's like I have no in between, dude. I either bust immediately, which.
Or really long?
Immediately?
Well, no. Like, we're talking like.
One pump.
No.
Five pumps.
Within 5 minutes of starting fucking.
Yes, like okay, right at the five-minute mark,
okay,
probably.
That's way too early. For me, coming early is like within the first 10 minutes.
No, yeah, that's...
Or I just like can't... It's like I have to have my nuts sucked in a specific way and like get beat off in a like...
You're hard, but you can't bust.
Yes, either I bust so fast or it takes me a while to bust.
Mm-hmm.
And either way, it's not good. You don't feel good.
Yeah.
You know, because if you bust early, you're a fucking bitch. And then if you can't bust, it's like, what the fuck? What's going
that's
on?
And you're a bitch.
And you're also
it's better
a bitch.
To just not fuck. It's better to live in a world where you don't fuck.
Just lift.
You just lift. I mean, honestly, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Because you always get better at lifting weights. You get progressively kind of worse at fucking.
No, I feel like I'm better at fucking every year.
Really?
I'm putting you tricks in my bag.
Yeah, I was pretty bad at fucking.
I feel like I was better at fucking when I was like 23.
I think I didn't get like confident. I thought like
my thing is that older I get, the less I care.
Uh huh.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I want this other person to have a good time. It's like, no, I just want to die. I just want to be dead, and I don't want to have to fucking do this anymore.
I think until like maybe 27.
This is a prison.
Sex?
It's a fuck. Yeah, it's a fucking. It's a goddamn.
A fuck prison.
Yes, that's you can't escape it. It's something you just fucking have to
and
do.
And the everything way you is, pass time in regular prison, rape.
Exactly.
You're basically, it's already. True.
That's how. That's how much of a prison that fucking is. That even in prison, it's still there.
You can't get away from
you
it.
You can't.
Yeah, unless you're in solitary.
No, those guys jack off in there.
Yeah, they got to jack. You have to.
You
got to
jack off.
That's the probably the only reward you have. God damn.
But lifting weights, that's freedom.
Maybe you'll be reincarnated as Vienna Boys Choir, just like a high-voiced castrato.
They don't still have castratos, do they?
Yeah, a weightlifting castrato.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia might have some shit like that. They feel like they're still cutting people's dicks off to sing good.
Yeah, I think Iran does that. Iran's Olympic weightlifting program, they remove the genitals of all that.
Iran does sex changes, like, paid for by the government.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think if they find out you're gay, the government makes you become a woman.
Oh, Adam was researching how to get a sex change for free. Severely discounted sex changes.
Good deal.
He's not even trans. Yeah. He just loves the bargain.
All right, guys. All right, guys. Here's you guys have been asking for. Here's Adam's deal corner. If you want a sex change, just be gay in Iran.
By the way, you look so much better without that mustache, dude.
Oh, thank you.
You can't pull off a mustache.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see my mother tomorrow.
You look cute.
She does not like it.
She does not like the stash. My little brother said he liked my stash.
My girlfriend likes it. I like your mustache a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. It balances your face out.
Thank you.
No, it's a man was telling me how attracted he was to you last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is he gay?
No. It's Nick Naney.
Naney.
He was like, yeah, before I even knew him, I'd just look at his Facebook pictures. I found him to be really attractive.
That's good. Yeah. Maybe I can fuck Naney in the ass. He's doing our show next month.
Next month. And I don't think he'll cancel.
No,
he's not a canceled boy.
Not like Tim Dillon.
Not like Tim Dillon, who...
Who had to go try a new flavor of caramel, and that's why he couldn't
be there.
No, he
did another
Monday.
Show,
yeah,
I saw.
I know, but yeah.
That show looked good.
Yeah, it was good. Anyway, why are you destroying that can, Nick?
I'm practicing cutting. How about like a relationship where the boyfriend helps the girl cut?
That's love, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why that's so funny to me, but it's like, yeah, I'll help you. I'll cut you, babe.
There's definitely fucking... I feel like in high school, you would do whatever it took to see pussy.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I would have done whatever the fuck it took. I don't know if I would have killed, but I would have been like an accomplice of some crime to fuck in high school.
It sort of makes sense that girl that was like telling her boyfriend to kill himself, like in the context of high school, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, except
she's like, I'm sad sometimes, or she's like, yeah, you should kill yourself. Yeah. Have you done it? Did you do it? Yeah,
yeah. Which is
teenagers are fucking retarded.
Yeah, teenagers are like insane.
Do you think? I mean, he must have gotten some head for killing himself.
Of course,
himself,
he got
right?
head like a couple times.
Nice.
For sure.
Well, yeah. Hey, man.
It's like, can you imagine how much more retarded the retarded teenagers are?
Oh, wow.
And so you think about guys like that that are like 30 and they've been working at the movie theater for 15 years. Like, oh, I don't even want to think about what my wife was like. The shit I was into, different types of Oakley sunglasses.
I'm going to bring back Oakley's behind the neck this summer. Did people used to do that in the Maryland area?
No, I don't know what
that was. Like a West Coast bro thing where you wear your sunglasses when you're inside behind your neck.
You know what I was really into for a second was as a little kid, I was into all these weird, like, I just wanted to look cool from TV.
Uh-huh.
So I was into putting your glasses, like, right at, like, your neckline. Mm-hmm. And then also tying a sweater around my waist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like tying a sweater around my waist. I thought that looked cool.
That was a big look, like Mighty Ducks era.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Adam, I made a house for you. You can live there instead of your little business.
I'm not going to live in that
can. You can live in this can.
In that LaCroix can.
Well, you didn't fit it.
You fucking idiot.
Just the way I want.
Nick cut a hole in a LaCroix can and then tried to drink it.
And he spilled all over his sweater.
That's the way
what
to do
an
it,
idiot.
Man.
Over his Forever 21 sweater.
Mm-hmm.
That he bought in the girls section.
Beads right off. Not a single drop on me.
Wow, I didn't know that they make boys Forever 21.
I didn't either, but we went in there just because I needed a sweatshirt.
Because it was cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
How late is that place open? Like 11?
10 p.m.
That's where you go to get fucking... That's where all the good pussy is, dude.
Forever 21.
You go at 10 o'clock at Forever 21. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hit that clearance rack.
The late oh, yeah. Shift, yeah.
You meet up with some Chinese girls first year at NYU. They're like, I need to buy clothes. I'm like, yeah, why don't you come over to my apartment? It's in Brooklyn.
Cool.
Pretty far away from campus. So don't make plans to be back anytime soon.
Damn, dude, I got some chicken thighs waiting for me at home. I'm a meal prep guy now.
Yeah.
But I'm marinating too. I'm marinating everything, dude. Lemon juice, garlic.
Unbone?
Unbone, of course.
I blend it up a nice little sauce for salmon and asparagus.
What do we got?
You know, but you just you blend ginger, garlic cloves.
Okay.
You
two,
like, that is nice.
Two or three garlic cloves, a couple of slices of ginger, a quarter of a lemon. Don't just squeeze lemon juice in there. You got to put the lemon actually.
The whole
in
thing,
there.
The rind, everything.
No, not the rind. You peel that part off, but you quarter the lemon.
I love that.
Quarter of a lemon.
Oh, you're
in
saying
there.
The. Yeah.
Gets a little more body. A
couple of dollops of honey, some oregano.
Maybe some soy sauce?
No soy sauce at all.
I think.
A little bit of honey. Oregano.
I don't want to overstep my bound, but I think a little soy sauce might do the part.
Well, I got to avoid salt.
How do you do salmon?
What do you broil it?
You broil?
Of course.
Always broil salmon.
Of course.
No, we've had this argument before on the podcast.
Yes.
All right. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, you're right. Because you're fucking wrong.
I make the perfect salmon.
I know. I broil it on a low setting on the broiler for maybe about 30 minutes just to cook fish. Yeah.
I blast the fuck out of it.
No. I do at the end. I do like 5 minutes at the end on high to get the top crispy.
Okay. Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
what do you mean? I make much
guy.
Better salmon than you. Yeah. You're a fucking
imbecile.
You go
skin down on the pan. You cook it most of the way through. You flip it for 5 seconds. You serve it.
Shut
That's
the
it.
Fuck up, pan fried salmon.
You don't know what you're talking about.
That's trashy, brother. Yeah.
It's not trashy.
That's how white trash fucking makes salmon.
No, that's how Alton Brown, the best chef of
Alton
all time,
Brown can
makes
suck
it.
My fucking
Alton
nuts.
Brown's a fucking bitch, dude. And if he ever comes on the show, I'll cut him.
Yep.
I'll fucking slice his ass
no,
up.
No, I don't like you talking about Alton that way, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to get it. I want to become. You think I can have a Food Network show someday?
That'd be cool, actually.
I think that's actually what
well,
I want
maybe
to get.
You'd have one of those.
Alexis
like,
tried
I'm
that.
Traveling around.
Huh? Alexis tried that. Wasn't he supposed to have a Food Network show? What happened to that?
He got a.
I thought he got a development deal. Yeah.
Maybe for pizza, probably.
Yeah. But it never. I don't know what happened with that.
He loves secret.
Because this was years ago already. But I thought
that
was.
I remember that.
Because it seemed like that was his whole thing. So it made sense that would happen.
He used to do like pizza tours.
And he still does pizza tours.
Yeah, he still does pizza tours.
But anyway, I want to be friends with celebrity chefs. How are we going to do that?
You can, you'd be good at like having one of those travel like eating things.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm
going to make my Food Network debut on my. Ooh, I don't know if we're going to talk about it.
A chode on the road.
What?
And you go to different restaurants.
A chode on the road.
And, I can only eat foods that are wider than they are long.
That guy Adam Richman was a stand-up, right?
Yeah.
Was he?
Maybe not.
I forget who I was talking to one time, but they were like, yo, my buddy met him in real life, and he's actually a lot fatter than he looks on TV. It's like, yeah, he looks pretty fat on TV.
I told you guys how Eldest got blocked because he was trolling him on Twitter. He kept sending him DMs and asking him what his shits look like.
That's rude of Eldest to do that to a man who looks exactly like Eldest.
Yeah. He looks
the
like
same
a,
body.
He's got a better body than Eldest. Yeah. Eldest has a fat woman's body.
He does. He's got a big gym teacher body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lesbian gym teacher. Yeah. But with a very, very furry asshole.
Stop. Have you seen my whistle? Have you seen my whistle and my 37-inch shorts?
Okay, guys. So what are you guys thinking? What are your summer style guides? You know, what's in this summer,
I'm
this
going
season?
Heavy
guns out, guns out, baby. Cut all the sleeves off every T-shirt you have. You go to Kmart, you get the most ironic graphic tee you can find, which, by the way, I lost my Chevrolet shirt.
Oh, bummer.
You did, in
that
the
was,
move.
That was the funniest one I had.
Yeah, just the Chevy symbol?
All it said was Chevrolet on it. And I remember buying it and then putting it on as I left Kmart and then walking around. And it would have to dip into, like, doorways around Manhattan to just giggle to myself. Just laugh at the idea of wearing a shirt that just says Chevrolet.
Wait, you still got I'm the Bob Marley one?
I got the Bob Marley one. I got House of Cards.
That's a number. That's a real good number now.
Sleeveless House of Cards shirt is ideal.
Yeah, maybe this is the year I go tank tops, you know, since I will have giant arms and we're done our 6 week
Well, it's not like
run.
People can't tell that you're enormously fat, so you might as well go.
Yes, they can.
No, they can tell.
He hides it.
I hide it really well.
He layers.
I layer.
I learned that on Queer Eye. You have to have
vertical
open,
stripes.
Open layers, yeah, vertical stripes.
Yeah. I do a lot of dazzle. Others like I draw the eye elsewhere. So I wear
fat guy like you know basketball jersey, so like they can see where your breasts fold over your stomach on the side.
I remember that look.
That's a good look, dude.
That you know what? That might be me this summer, boys.
I'm going bucket hat. A lot of bucket hats.
I love bucket hats.
I'm running those back.
I love those. The problem
I've been gearing up.
The problem is I like them very big, and I have such a big head. That
I got a really big one.
That it's hard.
I got
I
one that might
on?
Be too big for my head.
Can I try it
if
on?
If you want to try it on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
like that look.
And then I'm going wallet chain. Bring that.
Oh,
back.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Is this because the guys on r/fashion advice said that you tried too hard, so now you're trying to... Now you're trying to go white trash.
I thought you said it was 4chan, not Reddit.
Yeah, I forget what it was, but it was one of the, something like that.
Listen, I'm just trying to curry the favor of the 4chan fashionistas.
Yeah.
People still post on 4chan?
I think so.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. I thought that shit was dead.
Yeah, it's weird that it still exists.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Damn.
Now that you have Reddit.
Exactly. Isn't Reddit just 4chan?
Yeah, basically.
Except you can't post child porn on Reddit?
You can.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Really?
r/
the sweetest.
r/ the Donald.
Yeah, the Donald.
Yeah, wasn't like 4chan sort of like a lot of the socialist people now came from Something Awful, and then a lot of the alt right people came from 4chan.
I have no idea. I have to
Is
make a generalization
true?
Like that.
You know about computers.
I know, but I don't know about social groups.
I just don't get like, yeah. I don't know. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, you brought it up.
Yes. I was
it
asking.
It seems like you really want to talk about this.
All right.
I was content that I brought up Gravedigger. That's the only thing I've mentioned the whole show.
What about something else to mention?
Quiet Place, bad movie.
You already talked about
that. Yeah, you
that.
Said that. There's like...
Are you sure I didn't just say that before the show?
No, like you said it two episodes ago.
How many lines of dialogue are there in the whole movie?
Like four.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you see Emily Blunt's tits?
You do. You see her pussy. You see the baby. The baby coming out of her
pussy.
Do they
penetrative sex?
And they let you masturbate in the movie theater now.
They do that?
Yeah. At the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, they have...
No talking. But you can jack off.
Guess what? We finally created a place for tattletales to feel safe.
If you text during this movie...
That announcement is super obnoxious.
On. Yeah.
Wait, what happens? You can't text in there?
You can't anything. One of the fucking waitresses came over and she was like, "Yeah, don't text." It's like, "Oh, well, you just don't want me to tip you." Okay, fine.
No, well, like
you're gonna fucking like police my movie.
Oh, while you were texting?
No, I had to check my phone, and it's like, it's not going to ruin the movie for anybody.
I completely agree.
If you think that that's going to... If somebody texting is going
agree.
To ruin the movie, you have such a debilitating case of ADHD that you should be shot and killed.
Also,
you should be put out of your fucking misery. If seeing
you can also hide it.
A small
in the
screen.
Can
yeah,
be on
yeah
low.
You can have it on your fucking
yeah,
lap.
And put
on
it on low.
Low.
And also, isn't there tables that you could dunk
yeah,
under?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The seats have tables. You can like look at it under the table, and they're like pretty far apart from each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, the tables have lights on them, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, which is more brighter than one cell phone.
But you know what it is? Once people see the cell phone, they get jealous. They're like, damn,
they're like,
I
want to be on
my
phone. Yeah, that's true.
Every time I see someone checking their phone, I'm like, I want to do that.
I went to the Draft House when I first got movie pass to see like a noon movie.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, just so you know, it's a family viewing. And I was like, I didn't know what that meant. And I
it
went
means
in.
They can bring kids.
Yeah.
Because you can't bring kids otherwise.
Yeah, there was like 15 babies.
Oh my God.
At iTanya. It was me, a bunch of moms, and like 15 babies. And it was very annoying.
Of
I gotta
course
say.
It was.
They were like crying and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
of course it was annoying. Yeah. They were crying.
I didn't really like I, Tonya.
And then they were sucking on their little binky, and you were jealous.
How about Guy Tonya, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The Rock.
And it's guys only.
Yeah.
No family viewings.
No, okay.
Just
letting
you know, this is a guy.
But it is the movie I, Tonya.
This is a guy. Yeah, this is a guy viewing of the movie, so you're allowed to jack off in the theater.
That's pretty good. But it's the same exact movie?
Yeah.
Nice.
At the end, she goes to jail for not being a good wife. For being a bad wife to her loving husband,
mm-hmm.
who had that woman assaulted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was just trying to help her.
Yeah. Jeff motherfucking Galooly, bitch.
Galooly.
Yeah. I guess, what is that? Hopefully this 90s obsession ends soon.
Nah, this is what always happens. Bullshit. I feel like when we were kids, it was the 80s.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, like it's what? Still the 80s. Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's the 70s.
There's nothing
then.
Current. The only thing show? That takes place now that's any good is Bosch.
Bosch?
Yeah. What's
Bosch?
I don't know. I just see the advertisements for it all the time, and I see it on Amazon
Isn't
Prime.
That a Tool movie?
No.
Tool?
It is a Tool company, but it's some show on Amazon Prime. It's got Titus Welliver or whatever.
That sounds like a fake name.
No, yeah, I know. Everything
Titus
about it,
Welliver?
It seems like a fake
Titus?
Show.
Daniel Titus?
No, it's the guy he played Christopher Titus.
That was
he played Cyrus something on Deadwood.
Uh-huh.
Mm. He's that guy that comes in the middle of season 2 on Deadwood that fights the big guy that wants to be Swearingen's like number
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
number 2.
Yeah,
or
that
whatever.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's the guy that is beefs with him and then they have a fight. Dan or whatever.
Dan kills him, right?
I don't know if he kills him. They have a fight and then they become friends.
Mm. Oh, is that
Do they kiss?
I think. I haven't seen Deadwood like
anyway,
10 years.
What's Bosch?
But I have no idea. I just see the advertisement all the time. It's like, Bosch, the new season starting 2 weeks. You know, and it seems like a fake name for a show.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You know, it's like Ray Donovan or any one of those like just serious streaming crime, you know.
That's probably pretty
gritty.
Good, but no one will watch it.
Right, exactly.
People do watch Ray Donovan.
What the fuck is Bloodlines? I don't know what that is.
Is that real?
That's a show, yeah.
On Netflix?
There's all these shows like that, these serious dramas.
Damn, I want to get
The Alienist
That's
is the new one. You know,
that's such a hilarious name.
Damages was one. I watched the first episode of that. But there's a million shows like that.
Burn Notice
is different. Because Burn Notice is like a campy daytime. It's like MacGyver.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Burn Notice is a fun show.
You know,
it
was
Burn
good.
Notice.
Angie Tribeca was funny as shit.
What was that?
It's like a comedy with sexy ass Rashida Jones. She's
really?
The main person, and it's like, I think Steve Carell produced or something. It's fucking good. It's really well written. It's got a lot of jokes. It's kind of like, feels like a Leslie Nielsen movie, but you like that kind of style,
like
where there's
Gun?
Like a fucking joke every like 69 seconds.
Woo! And it's like very like physical.
Yeah, plus Rashida Jones is hot.
And OJ
that's
is
my
like
take.
Very clumsy.
How about Rashida her pants?
Oh, that's I like that.
Yeah.
Rashida Bones. She shits out bones.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool.
Whole dog bones.
Damn. Someone ate the class skeleton. Who was it? Oh, probably Rashida Bones. That woman that shits out bones.
But she's been shitting. In her defense, she was shitting bones even before that.
That's
Did you guys
weird
ever
the
have
dogs
to...
like bones.
Oh, that they
it
like
is
bones.
Weird.
It's weird on their part to...
Yeah.
Why?
Just like...
It's just chewing.
They're like goth.
Yeah, they're moody. Yeah. No, did you guys ever have to dissect owl pellets in school?
Yep.
No.
It's an owl's vomit.
It's an owl's vomit that has mice bones.
Mice bones. You have to recreate the mouse from the bones.
What? That's
it's
fucked
like
up.
Hair tangled around bones.
I hated every time we had to dissect anything.
I didn't. Fuck
that shit was gross, dude.
We only did the owl pellets and I think a frog.
Yeah, we did
in seventh grade.
Too. Actually, you know what we did? We did like a little piglet, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
That shit was
that's
fucked
sad.
Up.
It was you.
No, it wasn't.
It reminded you of you.
It was.
The teacher was like, I want everyone to look at Stavros. This is what we're dissecting.
There was a fatter kid than me in the class.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was. And there was a girl who looked like a pig. She had like an upturned nose and shit. She was ugly as fuck. So it doesn't even make sense, Nick. I'm third on the list of who looks the most like a pig in that class. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Guys, I still want you to look at Stavros.
That was also my sexy-ass teacher, Miss Warner, with the big-ass titties.
Yeah. Did you ever dissect her titties? Did you ever dissect her tits?
I wish I would have dissected her titties. I beat off to her
Miss
so
Warner,
much.
Miss Warner, I was wondering if we maybe could dissect your tits. Go to the office.
That's my girl, Georgia, dude.
Georgia Warner.
Yeah.
She sounds hot.
Is she still teaching?
I don't know. I lost.
If you're out there,
up on Facebook.
If you're out there, you
I tried. I couldn't find her. She probably has a married name now.
Yeah.
Oh, she's married now. What damn. A bitch.
Yeah.
We could have been like Macron.
I've been like, yeah, I would have loved that.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Yeah. That's my middle name, dude.
Is it?
After Emmanuel Macron.
My middle name is Danger.
Although, like I said, I will change
that would be
Gavel.
A really gay middle name.
Danger?
People are like, my middle name is Danger.
Danger is my middle
like,
name.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, you're a fag.
You're probably a pussy.
Yeah. Really oh, you had stupid, name. Ironic Brooklyn parents that named you. Yeah. Yeah,
I feel so bad for those kids.
Oh.
You, like, walk around Bed-Stuy and you see, like, a fucking, like, 9-year-old on a Razor scooter, like flipping his hair around.
Yeah, in a Joy Division t-shirt and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, right. And yeah, it's like, man, you were going to suck. You were going to suck so much. You will never be fucking cool.
Yeah.
You're going to be you're going to get accused of rape in college. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're going to be a fucking burnout.
Or you will rape.
Move back in with your stupid fucking tattoo parents.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
Some of those kids I think are going to be cool.
None of them.
I think the Manhattan kids always look like they're not going to be cool.
Well, Manhattan, like, city kids just end up, like, cultured and then, like, incompetent.
No, they
so they've
up,
read
like,
every book and they can't screw in a fucking light bulb or,
yeah.
You know, like, order their own food.
Some of them can be cool, though.
No, a lot of them, like, the Manhattan kids get fake IDs when they're, like, 12.
Yeah.
They, like, get exposed to shit real, you know?
Yeah, and they fuck, and then sometimes you fuck, you know, you fuck them by accident.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, it's not
you're
sometimes
you can't tell when a sometimes girl's 11 years old. As a 30-year-old man, you're like, I thought she was 16.
Sometimes you're at one of New York's famous 14 and over raves. Yeah. And, you know, you assume everyone's around your age.
Yeah. Mm. Like R. Kelly, it's not my fault. You know, the club didn't check ID. It's not my fault.
Exactly.
I'm in a club. I should... You know?
Ooh, a suspect arrested in Golden State Killer case.
There's a Golden State
California?
Killer?
California?
Yeah.
Who? What'd he do?
He raped and murdered.
Damn. The double.
That's interesting. They usually
the double,
don't
double.
Catch. Yeah, that's cool. Maybe they'll figure out who the Zodiac is.
Nah, dude. Hey, you know who it is? It's fucking Ted Cruz.
The serial murderer and rapist who terrorized California for 7 days.
Dude, that is so funny,
It's Ted Cruz.
You know what I like is jokes that Gawker came up with. You know who's funny? Those goofballs over at Gawker Media. They come up with real good.
Fucking Ted Cruz.
The disses they say to the politics are so good, dude.
There's no way Ted Cruz is going to get over this.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. How about this? Minions.
Minions are so funny.
Isn't that funny, dude? Imagine the Minions saying Ted Cruz.
That completely.
Imagine one of the Minions, he pops up and he's like, I can has Ted Cruz. that's comedy.
It is funny though that Ted Cruz wrote that thing in Time about how cool Donald Trump is.
That is
Donald
funny.
Trump has just completely fucked that guy in the ass in every
way.
He
called his wife ugly.
Ugly, yeah. And his dad killed JFK.
Donald, you are a rat.
Yeah, Donald, you're a liar.
Donald.
You say something about my wife, you're really messing, you're pissing me off, and I'm sorry, sir. Please fuck my wife.
Donald, you can fuck my bitch.
Dude, I forgot.
Baby, you can fuck my
I forgot
my
about those
ass.
Tweets that he did about Cruz's wife, where he's like, hey, Ted, like, you better be careful, otherwise I'm going to spill the beans on your
wife. God, it sucks that he's ruining the world because he's so funny, dude.
He rocks, dude. I'm pro-Trump. I'm going to vote for him.
Ronald? How about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I mean...
Sean...
Drum.
Vaginald?
Vaginald. No, N-word Donald. Isn't that what we decided? We call him
N-word.
N-word
Donald,
call him the N-word? What was the other thing we did at the live show? N-Sync, but it's...
Oh, yeah. But it's
N-star.
There's fucking people on Instagram saying my speakers are going to fall off those mounts. Bitch, I know what the fuck I'm doing. They're not going to fall off the fucking mounts.
Nice, dude.
Don't ever question my fucking word.
Why do they?
You know what's
going to
happen now?
I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
You know what's
going
to happen now that you're yelling about this? You're going to get less DMs talking about how shitty your woodworking is. So, guys, that doesn't bother Nick.
Mm-hmm. And if you're gay...
Oh, this is going to fall down. Suck my fucking dick.
Yeah, tell him. Yeah, get him, queen. Go off.
Yes.
Other people respond to Tom. Yes, Tom. Go off, king. He just, like, if you check his replies, there's not a single sincere reply ever. And he just takes it.
He thinks they're fans. I guess some guy DM'd me a thing where he was like, Tom, I listen to this around my kid. And he was like, yeah, well, my comedy's not appropriate. Yeah,
and then it puts a screenshot of the parental advisory logo.
he does the whole on that news interview.
I guess if no one has ever been honest with you your entire career in comedy.
Yeah, even the dumbest, stupidest open micer trolls Tom, dude. What's crazy about him.
Yeah, it's so funny too, because it's like, how do you know you're not that?
Yeah.
Right.
You can never know. You can never know.
People with an ounce of self-awareness are at least afraid that that's them, right? They don't know if that's them, but they're afraid it's them. Mm-hmm. Tom has absolutely no fear that he could potentially be bad. He is
It's going to happen.
Did you see that video of him on the local news where
your
comedy's got you in trouble, like, before. Why do you keep doing it? And he's like, well, it's really no different than a firefighter going into a burning building.
Nah.
Police officer running to the scene of a crime. Yeah.
He goes, what?
He's like, it's my job.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He compares himself to 9/11 first responders. It is a direct quote from Tom.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah,
he clears his throat first. Well, it's my job.
And you know he's practiced clearing his throat and saying it's my job.
It's no different than...
He emailed them that question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's no different than a firefighter going into a burning building or a police officer running to the scene of a crime. So you're saying that the fact that you're putting on a comedy show is a horrific tragedy.
Yeah.
And you're addressing it professionally. It's some sort of massacre that's happening, and you're there to sort of mitigate the damage.
We got to find a way to finesse him into doing the show on Sunday night.
It's no different than a firefighter going into a burning building. Really, Tom, it's no different.
No difference.
There is zero difference between the two of those things.
It's just as pressing of a thing that
you
has
going
to
on
happen.
Stage and making fun of Paul Revere is as important as putting a fire out that's killing people. Those are the same thing. There's no difference at all between
There's
them.
There's no difference. It's he not rocks. Even a metaphor. It's just they're the same thing.
It's no difference. I mean,
Tommy,
it's also,
Tommy.
It's not your job.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
call
yeah.
Little League games.
Yeah,
your job is to announce Little League games.
Well, he works at 7-Eleven.
No, he doesn't work at 7-Eleven.
He works at a Mexican restaurant now, I think.
Yeah, he works. Yeah,
I'm serious.
He's somebody's waiter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's no different than a waiter spitting in a bucket of onion rings. You know, it's my job.
It's my job. Salute to the king. How much would we have to pay him to do our show? $5,000
Won't do it. That's
$5,000. I think it's worth it, bro.
If we offered him $5,000,
I think it's worth
just
it.
Just take it out of Patreon.
Take it out of Patreon.
If I'm already spending that money, then what we got to do is a podcast. It's Tom Myers and Uwe Boll.
Yes,
we have them both on,
but we're not even on. It's them talking for an hour.
That would be incredible.
That would be so
incredible.
Good. Oh my
just
god!
Just as like a sociological experiment.
Yeah. I'm gonna email Uwe and tell him I'll just pay whatever the fuck he wants.
What do you mean?
If he wants the $1,300, I mean, or
why
or
don't we just go to Vancouver?
Go to Vancouver. Let
we
me email
just,
him.
And then we can go to Seattle and do a show.
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it.
Fucking Nirvana style.
Yeah, that's so much. That's a better use of our money.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
A little trip to Vancouver.
Yeah, we book a show.
Vancouver.
Yeah, dude, they got that. Vancouver's. They got that BC Kronda, British Columbia weed.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stinky.
Baby, you can suck
my
dick.
I love the BC Crondo.
That papusa fucked me up, dude. I got heartburn now.
Yeah, it's. I'm getting.
I mean, that's art, huh?
Just,
right.
It's pretty good.
It is good.
I mean, I do think that like a sensitive sort of documentary done about Tom.
Yeah,
would be incredible.
Dude. A documentary that's just about Tom Myers and Mike Diesel would be great.
Oh my!
Just
I,
like
I tell you, I am so grateful that I started comedy in DC when I did, because there were so many unique,
100%
fucked up people
yeah.
that were doing comedy there. That like I've never experienced elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, other people from, you know what it was? It's because it was prior to the comedy boom. It was. It was. You don't remember because you weren't doing it. But yeah. I mean,
you're right. It was
2005, people were talking about
2005,
comedy.
2006. Stand-up comedy was a weird thing from like the 1980s. Yeah. It was like not something that a lot of people were doing. There were no podcasts.
Right.
It was not a thing that people got into.
No, you're right. You're right.
The entire scene was like me and then like white guys in their late 20s that liked comedy and probably had autism. And that's like what comedy was.
Yeah.
And you know, before like everybody.
Yeah, you and those guys.
Yeah.
You and white like guys with autism.
I was a 17-year-old.
I was 16, 17.
Yeah.
And I remember like distinctly, like, you know, people started showing up like years later. Like, asked me, like, how did you get into comedy? Like, oh, no, I was listening to a lot of podcasts after college. And I thought, maybe this looks fun. I'll try it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like,
you're right. No,
prior
no.
to that, it was like, oh, it's the only thing I've ever wanted to
you're
do.
You're absolutely correct.
All the people in comedy were obsessed with comedy and that's they just wanted to do stand up comedy.
Yeah.
So that's where you got all those mentally ill people because they were obsessed with comedy. They wanted to do comedy, but they were bad at it.
Right.
You know, and that's where, you know, the Toms or whatever.
I still mean, have a lot of mentally ill people. But
yeah. I mean, I am.
Yeah, we all are.
No, I mean, but not that, like, bad mentally ill, you know.
Yeah. I'm good mentally ill.
Yeah, no.
I'm no, you're kind good at comedy.
We're all bad men.
Well, because I did it long enough to, you know.
No, you had a skill for it.
Well, who cares?
He also had a skill for sucking a man's balls.
That's not true. I don't have any skill at that. In fact, I've never tried.
He's tried it.
If we could get Werner.
Well, now I want to argue about it.
If we could get Werner Herzog to go to Baltimore.
No, what we need to do is get Uwe Boll and pretend he's Werner Herzog.
That's
what we need to do.
Which was already my plan, but you kind of just ruined it by saying that.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't want to let that out of the bag.
That would have been good.
Right. Yeah.
He would have been so mad at that.
Yeah.
If we were called him.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about Uwe Boll. I don't know what he would
I'm
get
sure
mad
he probably
at. He seems like he spends a lot of time, man.
It's like, do you know that scene in Grizzly Man where he listens to the guy that killed? It's like,
you must never play this for anybody.
We should edit that, but he's listening to the Bach instrument. You must never listen to this.
I'll tell you what, as soon as I publish this, within 5 minutes, Shane Vader will have that video.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouts out to Shane.
Yeah, Shane, go make that.
Yeah. Yeah, but so, don't yeah, do right. Would she have a bong hit transplant? You must never listen to this tape.
It's horrible. So funny.
Salute to the king.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we see Tom on our trip to Baltimore.
I do think he is a fascinating character.
That was hilarious.
It's like what Erwin
was funny as shit too.
Yeah, but Tom,
all those guys, T-Brad pretending to be in Ireland.
Yeah.
Remember that shit? He faked a trip to Ireland. He was like, guys, going to be going to Ireland for a second. And he just posted shit from some guy's Flickr in Ireland. He was just like in his house in Harper County for 2 weeks.
I know this guy that got me too that is on Instagram.
Dave Schoffer, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
We haven't even talked. It's crazy how we haven't talked about it.
I can't come. I got a flat tire. Well, those tires are good for 60 miles. Just like argue with me. Like, okay, let me put it this way. I'm blowing off your show.
Sending his little ass dick to. Oh man, we gotta have
Western Maryland.
Damn, actually, maybe in Baltimore at the live show, we'll
Uncle Dave
get Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave comedy.
Yeah.
Fuck man, what a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And even the people that, oh, man, yeah, I love Baltimore. Fuck, they were so stupid. I love Tommy Simbazo, just a fucking magician-looking motherfucker. He grows mushrooms now, asking old ladies if they shave their pussy. Tommy's actually funny, though. Tommy's,
yeah.
Yeah. But,
dude, that's,
I love that place.
I do
what
think
a magical
that, like,
place.
We don't talk about Tom because it's just me, and we talk about him because
he is
incredible. Kind of amazing.
He's incredible. I think about him so much, dude.
I do, too.
My little brother, I mean, literally, we've talked about going to his, but, like, there's no comedian my brothers want to see more. Like, I remember when I first started doing open mics, then they'd be like, I'm doing a show. They're like, is Tom Myers on it? Yeah. And then, like...
It was they were 18-year-olds.
It was
they were
always
like,
a treat. Yeah. It was always the funniest fucking thing in the world is when Tom was on a show. That time at EJ's Landing when he's going to be like, talking shit about the Orioles.
Yeah.
And the two people just happen to leave. And he's like, oh, they can't handle it, huh?
Wanting so bad to be edgy, yeah. Dude.
I mean, that show, the Heathens of Comedy show at the Hamilton Arts Collective is still the best show I've ever seen in my entire life. Nothing will be funnier than watching an hour of Tom Myers start a joke and then fucking Tony Grasek going, Tom Myers, Tom Myers, Tom Myers, and making people chant his name before he can say the punchline. And then he says the punchline to just chant at his name and people being like, yeah! And then just no idea what's going on.
Oh my God.
He doesn't get it at all.
Please, Tom, if you're listening... Oh, we want to go on the road with you. We will pay you so well.
Cleveland, Boston,
yeah,
Baltimore, all the major cities we're hitting. Vancouver, Seattle. All
right, well, we're out of time, so that's it.
Yeah, so anyway, the show. Come to the fucking show on the 6th, please.
And thanks for coming to Funny Moms on Monday. It was a great one.
Great show.
And we have another one soon. We'll be back, I think, the 13th.
It is the 14th.
Yeah, yep. The 14th of May.
Bye.
Bye.